Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Ryan, welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy, and it appears that I am alone tonight. Welcome to Talk CDL. I'm expecting a bunch of people. Ruth Ann is... Oh, I just heard something there. That was a ding. Trying to log in here and get everybody going. Anyways, Tyler should be along any minute. Don't know where he's at. And was talking to Diesel earlier. I invited him on, and I think John will be coming on. So anyways, we've got some things to talk about tonight on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We're going to be talking about finding a dentist. While you're out on the road, how bad can a tooth pain be in trying to locate a dentist? We got a couple apps that we looked up so you can put them on your phone. And believe me, you may not need one today, but praise God if you need one. Thank God for the mobile phones. And finding a dentist where you can park your rig. And I've got a story that I'm going to tell where I personally was on the road and could not find a dentist in Chicago. And then I found one. And gosh, it was such a relief, a blessing to be able to find that dentist. And then on top of that, we're going to be talking about National Coffee Day. Yeah, truckers live on coffee. In fact, we talked about that yesterday, caffeine, candy, and trucker bombs. But anyways, the bottom line is September 29th, which is this Thursday, I've got some links and some places that you can download a coupon and get an actual free cup of coffee this Thursday on National Coffee Day. Hey, look who's here in the studio. Miss Ruth Ann, I see you're here.
Hi.
All right. Well, I see Ruth Ann's in there, but I'm not hearing her talk. Ruth Ann, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking to you, and we didn't get a response out of you. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I think it's only you and I right now, but hey, you know what? Talk CDL only needs two people to talk. In fact, we only need one. It's a show. It's dedicated to the drivers. What are you giggling at?
Because you can have a conversation with yourself and everything would be fine.
Yeah, they say that I can talk a lot. So, yeah, you're right. Bottom line is this show is dedicated to all the drivers. And actually, it's not just drivers. It's just this show is about trucking companies, trucks, truck manufacturers, all things trucking. We talk about everything from DOT to drivers to accidents to funny things. Like yesterday, we were talking about, like I said, coffee, caffeine, candy, and truckers doing crazy things in their truck. Tonight, right there, we're talking about finding a dentist while you're on the road and National Coffee Day coming. We're going to take a break, going to come back, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find us, and then we'll just go from there, okay? So we'll be right back.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer, you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven. Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at National Carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the elite fleet today at GoNationalCarriers.com. That's GoNationalCarriers.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Ruth Ann, you with us tonight?
I am.
All right. Well, listen, we're not going to talk about this too long. I don't know if you remember, Ruth Ann, back in about, my gosh, it was probably 20-some years ago. I was in Chicago, and I got a toothache, going crazy, needed a dentist. Do you remember that or not?
I do remember.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, and you know me. I'm a big crybaby. If I have a toothache or earache, I am legitimately a crybaby. And I had this toothache.
Or cold or anything else. Yeah, I do.
What's he? Say that again.
I said you are a big baby with a cold, with the flu, with anything. You do not like any kind of ailment.
Well, look, I'm admitting to the toothache big baby thing. I'm not asking you to like tell everybody how much of a pussy I am with everything, okay? I'm a tough guy. I'm a real man's man, so I can handle the cold. But anyways, if you remember the toothache thing, it brought me to my knees. I mean, I got to be honest with you. And I hate dentists, so I really don't want to go to a dentist ever. But when you have me going, I need a dentist right now, you know damn well I'm in pain. So lo and behold, I'm in Chicago, if you remember, and I'm in a Western Star. I think I was in the Western Star. I might have been in the Freightliner. I can't exactly remember. Might have been the Freightliner. And there I am with a 53-foot reefer in Chicago going, oh, my gosh, I need a dentist. So, you know, I need to find somebody. First off, when you're looking for a dentist, you need somebody that can take care of you now. Have you ever had that, babe?
Yeah, I did. I've had it where, I wanted to basically go and knock on a dentist's door at 3 a.m. and say, please just take this out. You know, I hate toothpaste. I don't like it either.
Yeah. Well, so there I am. I'm in Chicago, right, with a 53-foot trailer. And the first thing I got to do is I got to find somebody that's able to actually work on me that second. Okay, so there I am. No way of finding except, you know, back in the day, this was back before apps and all that other crap, you know what I mean, where you can just find something real fast. So I had, go do the old-fashioned thing, maybe ask somebody or pick up the phone book.
Yellow pages.
Yeah, Yellow Pages, seriously. And I'm pretty sure, praise God for Yellow Pages. I was in the Yellow Pages that night or day, and I found one. So now you realize before you're fixing to go over to this dentist and you're in this big truck, you're going, wait a second, what's their parking lot like? Obviously, am I going to be able to get into their parking lot with this? So now you got to find a place to drop your trailer because there's no way you're going to get into this place. Now you can call a cab and have to wait for a cab and spend $100 just on a cab. Or you could say, look, I'm going to drop my trailer somewhere, lock it up, Lord willing, and I'm going to bobtail over there, and I'm going to get into that damn parking lot somehow, some way. And that's what I did. I found this place. I got into the parking lot, went in, and man, I was like, just do what you got to do to this tooth. I don't care. And I, you know, luckily, a couple hundred dollars later, got this thing taken care of, and yay, I was done. But I'll tell you, in today's way of doing things, I was looking on the iTunes, and I found a couple apps, and a lot of these apps just aren't like, it's kind of funny, you would think that a lot of people are using them, but I found a bunch of them. One's called Find Dentist, and the other one's called Find a Dentist, and they haven't actually got enough reviews to even say, hey, this is a good or a bad app. So I would tell you, if you want to try these apps out, if you're out there, and I recommend, as a trucker, I was looking the one over, Ruthann, and it had like a little map you can pull up, and I guess like red dot means they're closed, green means they're open, and then black dot means they're set up for emergency visits, which is probably what most truckers are going to have to hit those emergency guys, because I need it now is really what we're going to be saying. Go ahead, babe.
No, I was just saying correct. Yeah, right.
Right. And you know, obviously you're going to pay the money, and everybody thinks the truckers all have money. So, you know, be prepared to pay a couple extra dollars. But I got to tell you, honestly, when your tooth hurts, if you're like me, it doesn't matter. You just hand them your wallet and say, fix it. You know, that's what I did. Go ahead, Ar.
Well, I mean, I think that's actually really good, because if you think about it, if a driver's at home, he's going to go to his dentist that he normally uses. But when you're on the road and you're in a different state, you don't know people in those states. You don't know the area, so you don't know which is the, you know, the Dr. Giggles and which one is going to be someone that's going to actually take care of yourself.
I bet you nobody remembers Dr. Giggles. You know that. I'd be willing to bet none of them who remember who Dr. Giggles is. Hey, look who
Google
just joined the show. What's that?
I said Google it.
Yeah. For everybody out there that's joining the show, we're talking about finding a dentist on the road. And Ruthann just brought up Dr. Giggles. And if you remember the movie Dr. Giggles, it was a horror about a dentist that tortured people. And when he would kill you or torture you, he'd go, hey, it was kind of funny. But anyways, hey, looks like Johnny just joined us. What's up, Johnny? Johnny.
Hello?
Johnny.
Hey.
Come here, Johnny.
I'm here. I made it.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever been in need of an emergency dentist? Have you ever had that need?
Actually, I have, yes.
Okay.
It's not fun.
So it's not a good feeling, is it? And look, hey, listen, guys, I got to tell you, the reason this subject, I mean, they said, go ahead, pick the show tonight, Troy. I said, you know what? I'm going to a freaking dentist in the morning. I hate dentists with a passion. I said, you know what? I'm going to talk to the drivers out there, and I'm going to say, here's, because I found a couple apps, John. One's Find a Dentist, one's Find Dentist, and the one has the map and everything where I guess you pop in where you're at, your zip code or something. I'm not sure exactly how it works. And then it'll bring up all the dentists. It'll show you the ones that are open for emergencies, ones that are just open, ones that are closed. And it's a good thing. I say download it and let me know how the dang app works. But I was telling everybody how I had an emergency in Chicago, and, man, what a nightmare it was trying to find parking. That's the trick with a trucker. You're on the road. You got to find a dentist that's open, willing to do the work right away, and maybe one that might at least be able to get your bobtail in. Go ahead and tell us about your little story, John. I'd love to hear it real quick, especially if you were in pain. That's really what I want to hear about.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, honestly, I would much rather I would rather tarp something on a flatbed in January in North Dakota in freezing rain to get my tooth drilled. I hate the dentist. And I went in to get a root canal once. And this was right before I was getting deployed overseas. And, you know, these military dentists aren't exactly known for their expertise. Let's just say
it's
that. Right, Tyler?
No, Tyler's not here today.
Oh, good. Bonus. Anyway, The guy drills into my tooth only to discover that there was already a root canal done on the tooth. So not only I got tortured twice, not once. And let me tell you something. I don't like the smell of your tooth when they're drilling into it, because it has that burning tooth smell. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And then they put that suction hose in your mouth, and it makes that sound. I hate that, too. I hate everything about the dentist.
Keep reminding me. Go ahead. I've got that coming in the morning, but you keep giving me the sound effects. Appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm telling you right now, just go with the nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
You're going to be better off. You'll be much better off.
Yeah, I hear you. Man. Hey, you know what, Ruthann? I'm not sure what's worse, the fact that the dentist drilled Johnny's tooth twice or the fact that Johnny didn't remember he already had a root canal on that tooth and let him do it.
Hey, man. I can't remember what happened yesterday. Are you kidding me?
That's like going in for an appendix operation, like when you don't have your appendix anymore. Yeah, just cut me open. Johnny, it's funny.
Well,
this
you know,
just,
sometimes you forget. I mean, what's that scar I have down there? I don't remember what that's for. Yeah, go ahead, cut it open again.
That's good. I love that you're on the show. I mean, it's just too funny. So you went in for your second root canal on the same tooth and didn't tell him that you already had a root canal. Hey, I got to be honest with you. I love that everybody's out there listening to this. This is too awesome. Hey, Johnny, you got any more tooth stories? Because I'm going to move on to the final segment of tonight's show. I've got to talk about something else. What do you got? Are you good?
No, no. I mean, as far as the whole tooth thing goes, I just can't wait to see you in pain tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that. Ruthann has you in pain every day, but this is going to be a new level of pain.
Oh, hey, should I go live on Facebook while he's drilling me?
I'll go with you. I would absolutely love to film it. Honestly, I really
should
would. I would love that.
But I'm going to go with the nitro. I think.
I'm telling you, take the nitrous. It's the way to go, man. Did you ever do a whippet when you were a kid?
I never did.
He didn't need to do anything like that.
Don't suck the whipped cream out. That's the thing. If you turn it upside down, the whipped cream comes out. But if you do it the other way, you know, I mean, the nitrous it shoots right up. And then next thing you know, you're in la-la land for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, no, I'm perfectly stoned to begin with in life. But anyways, let's move on. We just got really one more thing to talk about here. 9/29 this coming Thursday is National Coffee Day. Yay! But anyways, we've got a couple places. You know, I'll be honest with you, I never knew there was a National Coffee Day. Ruthann, did you know there was a National Coffee Day?
Yeah, actually, I do know that because I've always seen the signs at Dunkin' and
Ruthann,
stuff.
Ruthann, you
got
to talk to the phone. I'm not even hearing you good.
I am talking into the phone. You just got that selective hearing that you don't want to hear me anymore.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I don't like coffee, but I did know that there is a National Coffee Day. But I'm not I don't drink coffee, so I'm good.
All right, Johnny, did you know there was a coffee day?
Yeah, I always thought it was just a clever advertising slogan for Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and everything. I mean, let's face it, some of these holidays that we have are ridiculous. Like, who came up with, you know, Valentine's Day? All right, and then there's Sweetest. They keep coming up with all these things that are just draining my pockets. Are you
kidding
me?
How come the Irish have their own holiday? I mean, I don't see Indian Day or Italian Day. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, the Italians have Columbus Day.
Oh, is that right? So it really is.
You know, because, you know, Columbus discovered America, although some people would say otherwise.
I mean, I would think the Indians discovered it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were born here. Yeah. There's no discovering
it. It was already discovered.
Right, exactly, right. Wait a minute. How did we get off on this tangent? You were talking about coffee.
Actually, if you want to be technical, when it comes to holidays, if you look at Thanksgiving, the Indians are actually a part of that in the old, you know.
You know, I like the major holidays, but I can't stand the ones that are designed to drain my wallet. Okay, like, you know, Valentine's Day and the birthday, I get that.
Yeah,
the anniversary, but now, you know, my wife wants me to remember, like, the anniversary of our first date. Are you kidding me? I can't remember nothing. How am I supposed to remember that?
I want to have National Trucker Day. I think
you know
there
what?
Should be a trucker holiday.
I think that's a great idea.
Trucker Day. I think
absolutely.
I'm going to put in for that. National Trucker Day. You know, thank a trucker.
Google it and see if there's such a thing out there first, because you would not believe some of the strange days that are out there. But I can honestly say, John, that my husband does know the day we met.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to tell you what, that's absolutely heartwarming.
Yeah.
He does know the day we met. And then to get, because he don't remember much of anything else, like when it comes to like birthdays or anything, like it took him a long time to remember that stuff. But for our anniversary, to get him to remember it, I used it as a password to get into like the remote to buy movies. So he would never forget what it was.
That's a, you know what? That's clever. Women are sneaky, aren't they, Troy?
Yeah, they're just so smart. I think women are so smart. Man.
Absolutely.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. Anyways, all right. So coffee
day. Yeah, the sarcasm's not thick there, is it?
All right, let's get back to our trucker friends and brothers and sisters, all right? Check it out. Coffee day, Thursday, September 29th. You'll be able to get, are you ready? I know everybody's thinking, oh, yeah, this is designed to get everybody to buy coffee. Listen to this. September 29th, you'll be able to get a free cup and more at the following participating locations. Krispy Kreme. You'll get a free 12-ounce cup of coffee, but also an original glazed donut to enjoy with it. Look at that. Krispy Kreme's giving out a free coffee and donut on coffee. I'm going to, Johnny, when you get over here on Thursday, okay, we're going to get ourselves a coffee and donut. You hear me?
There's no Krispy Kreme around here.
We're going to – this there is. Krispy, now, I don't know if they're going to do it, but I think it's – is it Publix? Somebody sells Krispy Kreme around here.
Selling Krispy Kreme and
listen, you guys, get on my case. All right, I'm not done with this yet. Listen to this. Pilot Flying J. There's one right up there in Gainesville. Guess what? Get a free small cup of coffee, hot tea or cappuccino with this coupon. So we have to download that. Or Dunkin' Donuts. There's one in every corner here in Florida. Not free, but cheap. Okay? You can get a medium hot coffee for 66 cents on coffee day at Dunkin' Donuts. Hey, you know, how nice a Dunkin' Donut to give out a coffee and charge you. Okay. And Wawa, get a free coffee, your choice of a – you know what? I would be embarrassed if I was Dunkin' Donut. They're famous for their coffee.
Yeah, really?
And everybody's giving out a free cup except them. But anyways, Wawa, free coffee with your and your choice of size. And then Cumberland Farms, Ruth Ann, there's a Cumberland Farms right down the road. It says, text free coffee to 64827, and you'll receive a mobile coupon for a free coffee any size on National Coffee Day. Also, Cumberland Farms is offering free coffee every Friday in October at participating locations. Now, guys, come on, man. That's awesome stuff. Even though Dunkin' Donuts went from like $100 a cup of coffee down to 66 cents, at least they're participating. What do y'all think of all
that? Hey, man, it's free coffee day every day for me because I basically just drink all of your coffee. I go through about half your K-cups in like a week. So I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for buying my coffee every day.
He's right. He does suck my coffee down. I got to admit it. Wow.
Those K-cups aren't cheap. Those K-cups are expensive, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know who's missing from your list that actually is disappointing also? Is Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. You don't get nothing free at Starbucks. Starbucks is the most expensive coffee there is. And I do like Starbucks.
Overrated.
No, you got Starbucks, you got Seattle's Best, and you've got that. What's that other one? It's up in, like, Canada and there's one up in North Dakota there in the northern states. It's some guy's name.
I don't know. Mm. What the hell is his name?
Not ringing the bell. Oh, it's Tyler's Donut Shop, I think. Is that the name of it, Tyler's?
I don't know.
No, but he would know who this place is because when we were driving down from Alaska one point, there was
In fact, we got some up there, yeah. I can't remember the name of that place. It's up in the north.
I don't know. I don't know the place, but
it's a name.
Some guy's name.
Yeah.
What percentage of truckers do you think actually drink coffee?
Every trucker drinks coffee. If you're a trucker, if you have a CDL and you don't drink coffee, you should have your CDL taken away.
That's mandatory, right?
I'm taking their CDL away if they don't drink. Nah, I'm only kidding. Some of them drink tea. But no, realistically, trucker, I'll tell you what. When I used to run Chicago to Pennsylvania, every now and then, like at the rest areas in Pennsylvania, these guys, and I love Pennsylvania, it's my alma mater. You'd be coming across the 80 in the middle of winter, and guess what? There'd be maybe a cop or somebody working at the rest area with free coffee. They'd be just sitting there giving out free coffee to the truckers mainly. And, you know, pull over, get out, walk around a little bit, have a coffee, get awake. We don't want you wrecking. What a beautiful concept that was. And that was free coffee, not just on coffee day. What do you think of that?
Smart.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. You know, I think that should be part of the road test, too. If you can't drive with a coffee cup in your hand, you know what I mean? You need to go back to school.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, hey, guys, let's wrap this puppy up. Tyler never made it. I text him. He never even answered me. So, Mr. Dan, you got any final thoughts? Coffee day and dentists on the road.
Definitely. I would definitely remember those apps that you have mentioned for finding a dentist. And download your coupon for your free coffee. You got Cumberland Farms that you can go to. You've got to where when you text the number, repeat that number then for them, and you can get the downloaded coupon to go into there. And then go to the other ones that give the free ones out. Make Dunkin' Donuts, you know, change their mind and boycott them for the 66 cents one. Other than that, drive safe.
What do you think, Johnny? Give me some thoughts.
Okay, well, actually, I wanted to tie tonight's show in with last night's. If you guys are going to be gulping down gallons of coffee out on the road, no trucker bombs. I want you to just remember Ruthann's advice from last night. Okay, you're sucking down coffee. It's coming in one end. Make sure you put that diaper on so that you don't have to pull over, all right? And the last thing in the world I want is for that trucker bomb to hit me in the windshield. So if you're going to drink the coffee, put on the diaper. That's all I'm saying.
Spoken like a true four-wheeler. Listen, guys, if you're a trucker, you know, the suggestion right now on the air, instead of trucker bombs, they're saying, hey, put on a trucker diaper. And I mean, what would that be called? A triper? But look, all you want to do is, you know, keep the door closed and keep running. That's not such a good thing to do. I'd do it the old fashioned way. Pull over and go between the two tandems on the right side. But anyways, here's my advice. It's free coffee day on Thursday. Like Ruthann said, if you text Cumberland Farms a number 64827, you can get a free coffee at all your Cumberland Farms of your choice size, I think. Yes, yeah, so it says any size on the 29th. Dunkin' Donuts is giving their coffee away for 66 cents, but everybody else, it's free. Pilot, Flying J, Krispy Kreme, Wawa, all those places, some are even giving away a donut. So stop in and enjoy a free coffee and donut. You drivers actually deserve it more than anybody. I believe that fact because you guys live on that stuff. You guys keep the candy and the sugar and the caffeine going. I wonder what the true cost is what truckers spend on coffee in a day or even in a year here in the United States of America. Without truckers, not only would stuff not get delivered, but a lot of stuff wouldn't get bought and coffee companies would hurt on their stocks. Anyways, I'm Troy, and you know what? My thoughts are always the same. Tomorrow, if I'm alive, praise God for that. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to do the show. Hopefully, our boy Tyler will be coming back. Don't know what happened to him tonight. Hopefully, he's all right. We'll have to pray for him. And Diesel, hope you're doing good. Miss Kelly, hope you're doing good. Glad to have Ruthann on the show. It's always a pleasure to have her. And Johnny, he makes the show all so funny. But anyways, good night. God bless. Enjoy your night, and praise God for everything you do.
Good night.
Night.